always feel like somebody's watching me, and I have no privacy. Whoa.
Hey, this is finally Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell, the catch-up from part one. I mentioned this a while back. Here we are on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, on my blog, wherever you may see this. We're in the world of the information age, and actually probably the Facebook age, if you look at it, and how impactful that is and how widespread that is across the world. And in essence, people are watching you every day, every move you make, not in a manner that's bad, not in a fear sense such as that song by Rockwell, but I'm trying to share with you how that can be a positive twist. I mentioned this in my report, MyTransformationSecrets.com, where I lost 28 pounds in 60 days just by looking in the mirror, not seeing what I liked. I didn't feel that was me, so I made some major changes and actually some small changes that produced major results. But I mentioned the power of accountability. You know, we have people in this world that pay huge dollars. Tony Robbins mentions he has a client that pays him $1 million a year just for a weekly call to, or maybe it's even less than that, to hold him accountable. And we can fool ourselves, and we let ourselves down more than we'd let anybody else down. So when you have that person that you would have as an accountability partner, if you tell them you're going to do something, chances are much higher that you'll do it. For instance, if you tell them you'll be at the gym at 8 in the morning, if you wake up in the morning and you're tired, you might fool yourself and not go, but if you know that person is meeting you there at 8 in the morning, you'll force yourself through any procrastination to get to the gym. So how does Facebook turn into accountability for you? When I was doing my Transformation Secrets, I would post something on there like, I'm going for a run between 3 and 5 miles. While I'm running, at the 3-mile mark, I could stop. But I mentioned it on Facebook that I'd put 3 to 5 miles, so I didn't want to make it look like I was cheating myself. So I would continue on for the 5 miles. And similarly, when you post things on there, and you know that there's this public accountability who may not even comment. You don't have to have feedback. It's just knowing that some people are watching you and you want to stay congruent with the promises that you make to yourself and to others. So you can use Facebook, you can use Twitter, you can use your blog to hold yourself responsible, especially in areas that you may catch yourself slipping. And many areas that can may entail are whether it's work-related, whether it's your physical fitness, or whether it's your relationships. In any manner that you feel you're slipping and you need to boost your game up in those areas, you can post some public accountability aspects there. For instance, smoking, that's a big one. How much success do you think someone will get if they're quitting, if they're in their mind saying they're quitting smoking, but they don't tell anybody else? You see, if they're keeping that part a secret and they're not claiming that they're a non-smoker to their Facebook community, their Twitter, their blog, anywhere in there, they're not going to last long. That success rate is probably much lower than if they said, hey, by the way, I'm no longer a smoker, I'm a non-smoker, I've given up cigarettes, hold me accountable. When you have that public accountability and when you have those personal accountability partners, you have someone watching you that can positively impact the things that you think, the actions that you take, and the words that you say. So live your life today. Try to make it as if someone's watching you. Someone's watching your moves, in not in a bad way, not in a scary way like the Rockwell song, but in a good way that can motivate you to think the right thoughts, to say the right things, and take the proper actions, getting from you from where you are in your life to where you want to be. So,
I always feel like somebody's watching me. Ain't got no privacy. Whoa.
I'm watching you. You watch me. Till next time, make today great.